Hey everybody, welcome to the very first episode, Made for More. I am your host, Elizabeth the Preneur, and I am just truly excited to have you all join me as we embark upon this beautiful yet unfolding journey together. Made for More, of course, is not just your ordinary podcast, but this is a place where we will push you out of your comfort zone and challenge you to explore the opportunities that are, of course, new to you, but definitely not new to God. Let me run that back again. They might be new to you, but they are definitely not new to God, because it has always been in His plan to push you into the more, into the greater. So, of course, this is our space where we will discover who we are beyond the box, beyond the barriers, beyond the setbacks, beyond the challenges, beyond the labels, beyond the walls, because we understand deep down inside that not only have we been made for more, but we have been called to more. That God is calling each and every one of us to more than what we can see, what we can feel, what we have experienced in our now, but He is calling us into places, into spaces that we would have never imagined. So I'm just really excited that you chose to embark upon this journey with me, because as He is calling me, He is calling you. And of course, as He is calling you, He is calling me. So we're gonna do this together, right? Right. All right. I want to open up with a quote, and I really want you to ponder on this quote and think about it throughout the duration of this first episode. So, awakening to the realization that you have been made for more is the first step towards unlocking the extraordinary potential within you. I'm going to say that again just to kind of let that resonate or settle. But awakening to the realization that you have been made for more is the first step towards unlocking the extraordinary potential within you. The first thing that I thought about when I was just thinking about this quote was the limiting beliefs that we have concerning ourselves that keeps us from fully tapping into the more that we may even see, that we have heard about ourselves, that we have written down in our journals, but we have not fully accessed or tapped into because of the belief system or the thought system that we have partaken in as it pertains to our life, as it pertains to what God has said, as it pertains to just fully how we are able to achieve what it is that God is wanting us to walk into, right? And so our thoughts and our beliefs are extremely important as it pertains to coming into the more and reaching for the more that we have always desired and we have always longed for. If there is one thing that I can share with you, per se, is the importance of having a healthy mindset. I did not realize this until about maybe 6 or 7 years ago, the importance and the significance of how we think and what we think on a daily basis, because what we think we become, and also our mind will literally be what keeps us out of doors and out of spaces because of how we perceive things, right? And so having that awakening, having that realization that we have been made for more will require for us to really put on a new mindset. And what that reminds me of is the scripture, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have been made for more than what this world has placed on you. You have been made for more than what the people of this world have labeled you as. You have been made for more, which is the more that God wants you to come into. The more is the kingdom of God, is the kingdom expression of God. It is beyond what we could ever fathom or ever dream of. It is just more, literally more, so much more, right? And you begin to see that once you start start stepping into a new mindset of how you think, how you feel, what you believe, just all of the things. Once you get your rhythm of what you believe and what you feel and what you know to be true through the word of God, because his word is true, right? You will begin to see the more, and all of the things that you have desired come in place. They begin to line up in place. The other thing that I thought about as well, because for some of us, it's not even our mind. It could be the inspiration that is around us. If you were like me, you might be in a place or a location right now where there's just not much inspiration around you, and you have to pull on things to literally inspire you. And I want to tell you that very thing, that a lot of times when we are feeling stuck or we feel stagnant or we just feel like we are just tapped or, you know, limited in our capacity to reach beyond where we are, a lot of times it's because there is no inspiration around us. There is nothing that is speaking to us or pulling us into the more that God desires for us. And that is something that I was, you know, just pondering on. And I'm like, God, I just need some inspiration. I need something. I need, you know, God, give me a sense of direction, a fresh wind, blow something, anything at this point, because your girl is out here just I need some inspiration. Do you hear me? And God began to remind me that your purpose is what pulls you into the future. The purpose is what is calling you into your future, right? And so in order for us to know that purpose, in order for us to really be able to define and see and cultivate the purpose, we have to go back to the source of our purpose, which is God, right? And so no matter where you are, you can bloom where you are. You can bloom where you are planted, even if it seems dry, even if it seems insignificant, even if you feel devalued, even if you feel stuck, you can still bloom where you are planted. You can still push forward in the momentum that God has placed in you. You can still go past where you are. And that requires for you to go back to the source, which is God, to say, God, listen, I need you to reignite my purpose. I need you to reignite the fire, because this fire within me is starting to dwindle a little bit. And I promise you, God will begin to do that the more and more that you sit in his presence and you spend more time with him, and then you begin to receive new downloads, right? Just a shameless plug. This podcast, number one, it has been in the making for several years now. And I've talked about it and I've just kind of gone back and forth like, okay, God, am I going to do this or am I not going to do this? Like, what are we doing? And God began to speak to me about the right time, the set time, the right time for what he is putting and doing in the earth. And this speaks to the more of my life in general, right? Because, you know, 10 or 15 plus years ago, I was not thinking about a podcast. I could not see this into my future, but God knew. God knew. And I think I've said this before, that it might be new to us, but it is definitely not new to God. And so me being able to just step into the mind of God, the heart of God, and receiving downloads of new ideas and allowing God to just speak to me and through me and push me into that is a part of the more. Me being willing to submit to what it is that he desires to do. And sometimes that can look scary. It can be very intimidating when God gives you an idea and he's like, hey, I want you to do this, and this is how you're supposed to do it. And you're like, what? Me? And that's where we begin to doubt ourselves. We begin to second guess ourselves. We begin to really ask, like, God, can I really do this? And I am here to tell you, I'm literally feeling chills right now. I am here to tell you, because I know somebody is going to listen to this and you are feeling this very thing, like, God, can I really do this? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. That is my little shameless song to you. Yes, you can. You can do it. You can do anything that God gives you. You can do anything that God puts in your heart to do. Every single thing that God places in our heart to do, He does it for a reason. Not only for us to accomplish it, He does it so that we can do it with Him. If you are not scared of the dream, if you are not scared of the vision, if you are not intimidated by what you see, I have to question, is it really from God? God always gives us stuff to do with Him. He never gives us stuff to do without Him, because He understands that whatever we do, He wants to magnify, or I was going to say megify, that's a word. We can use that word too, but He wants to expand it, and expansion only comes from Him. There is nothing that we can do. I know we may think that we got it all together, that we can handle it, that we, you know, we can make things work. And, you know, we think that we are just doing it, but in reality, we are not. We are nothing without God. And so we need Him to magnify or megify or expand or stretch or enlarge or blow generously upon whatever it is that we are doing. So I don't know about y'all, but I never want to do anything outside of God's will. I have tried it. I have been there before. And I can tell you now that it is definitely something you never want to find yourself in. But I'm so grateful that the grace and the mercy of the Lord is everlasting, and that His truth endures always. And even when we feel like we have ran far from Him, He is always stretching His arm out towards us. There is nowhere that we could ever run and or hide that He will not find us. I don't know who needs to hear this on this very first episode, but there is no place that you can run. There is no place that you can hide. There is nothing that you can do that will keep you from the love of God. His arm will still stretch into the place where you felt like you were broken, that you felt like you were destroyed, that you felt like you were left behind. Man, I'm telling y'all, if you just give Him a try, a chance, I promise you that not only will He redeem you, but He'll push you into the more that you never would have imagined that you could become. So I just want to kind of leave that right there. I need you to just woo-sigh, inhale, exhale, breathe that all in, because it is very true. And it is definitely the love of God that is even in this moment right now. I can just feel His presence. I feel His love just expanding and reaching out to so many of you all right now in this moment. The other thing that I also wanted to mention, as we were just talking about just that phrase or that quote, is that the more that we aspire to do and be has always been God's plan. Let me say that again, just to let it resonate with you. The more that we aspire to do and be, it has always been God's plan. A lot of us, we have been in spaces or just moments where we have sat with some amazing ideas, right? And we're just like, okay, is this from God or is this me? Like, who is this? I just need a sign. And I just want to confirm to you right now that those ideas, those plans, those desires, those dreams that you have desired, it is indeed from the Lord. It is from the Lord. The things that look impossible, the things that you did not see your bloodline have or conquer, God is definitely wanting to make it happen for you. Just because it didn't happen two generations ago does not mean that it can't happen for you. Come on. You can achieve and receive and accomplish any and every single thing that you desire, that you put your mind to, that you put your hands at work to do. Listen, it took me a while to get to this point, to this place, because I always felt like if no one was pushing me to do it, then I couldn't do it at all. But I'm going to tell you something, that you don't need a person to pump or prime you into the purpose that God has already affirmed you to do. Come on. You literally can do it because he said so. You don't need the extra hype man. You don't need another person telling you that you can do something that God has already told you to do. You already can do it because why? He said it. He said so. And so I just wanted to confirm that as well. And y'all, I'm not trying to preach on here, but I feel the Lord. I feel God literally because there are so many people right now that are kind of just stuck in the limbo of should I go? Should I stay? Should I do it? Should I not? Have I been called? Yes, you have. Yes, you can. And yes, you will. Okay. Yes, you can. And yes, you will. And so everything that you have been aspiring to do, that you have desired to do, it has always been God's plan for you to do it. Do it. Go for it. Just like Nike. Just do it. Right? And it may take time. It may take skill. It may take planning. It may take a system. But at the end of the day, all you have to do is show up bit by bit. One thing that my coworker had told me when I first started my job, he says, do not look at the pile. Look at the shovel. Because when you look at the pile, you look at the how big something is. Sometimes the plan and the vision of God, it really can intimidate you. Right? But if you just look at the shovel, look at the little pieces that you can do day by day, before you know it, the pile will be completed. The plan will be completed. The vision will be completed. And before you know it, you are on to what's next. So I'm here to tell you, don't look at the pile. Don't look at the mega right now, but look at the piece by piece. Look at what you can do on a daily basis to get to the end result. Don't let for what you desire to walk into intimidate you just because you know it's big. It being big is the sign that it is God, right? But look at the little things that you can do, because the little things that you do every single day will literally feed into the bigger plan, the bigger picture, right? And so I just want you all to just really meditate on the things that I've been saying so far, because I know that it's definitely a lot of insight and wisdom that have already been poured into this podcast. But I want you to really resonate with it and see yourself in some of the things that have already been shared, right? God gave me an analogy as well of a seed. And I was just thinking about this and paralleling it to being made for more, and how we get to the, before we get to the more, we start out as a simple seed. Everything in life starts out as a seed. Everything will always remain a seed until it is put in the right soil and it is also given the essential resources it needs to grow. From that point, as it is watered and given the sunlight, it begins to bloom into the more that it was originally intended to be. Okay? So as it is put in the right resources, the right soil, it's given the right nutrients, it begins to bloom, it begins to evolve, it begins to grow, it begins to launch out into the more that it was always intended to be. The beautiful thing about every seed is that it has the potential to be more than what it is. However, that is only if it is positioned and placed in the right environment. All of us have been created as a seed. We all start out as a seed from birth, literally. We start out as a seed. But we can look at our lives and take our lives and look at how it is symbolic as a seed, right? And how it is important that each and every one of us, if we really want to get into the more that God has called us to do and be, we have to be positioned in the right soil. We have to have the essential resources that we need to grow and evolve and become every single thing that that the Lord wants us to, every single thing that God desires us to do. And for some of us, a lot of us, we limit ourselves to what we only see and what we only know. And we say, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. But I am here to tell you that you can literally be an entrepreneur and a preacher at the same time. You can literally be a doctor and an actress. You can literally be a basketball player and an evangelist. You don't have to limit yourself to just one thing. You have been made for more. You have been made to defy all odds, to step out of the box, to break the barriers. We have not been called to be new or to be normal. We have been called to be extra. We have been called to be the ones that look like, how is this even happening? You have been called to do something that blows the minds of people, right? And so you don't have to limit yourself. You don't have to stay in the limitation of what people have placed on you, what you have placed on yourself, what your family has placed on you, but you can literally do and become all that God has required of you to become. That was just my little shameless plug on that, because I still have a few other points. But like I said, the beautiful thing about every seed is the fact that it has the potential to be more than what it is. However, it only can be more if it is positioned in the right environment. So these are three questions that I want to ask you. Who or what around you is helping or hurting your growth? That's the first question. Am I in seed form, or am I on my way to becoming the more right now? Right? The last question is, what resources am I allowing to feed me what I need to reach what I desire? I want you to think about these three questions as we close out this first episode. And even after this, I want you to begin to ponder on these questions. And if you feel led, you can email me as well. I would love to hear your feedback and just kind of gauge where you are. This is an open dialogue, an open conversation about where you are and what it is that God has been speaking to you even about the more in your life. I just want to leave this with you. We are all chosen and made for more than we see ourselves in this very present moment. God's plans for each and every one of our lives was to give us an expected end, a hope, and a future. And I just want to share with you, if you've ever found yourself stuck, limited in your thinking, or even in a place where you have felt like you did not know what was next, I just want to encourage you just to hang on, because God's plans for your life is yet unfolding. This is the last thing that I want you to reflect on. What's one small step that you can take today, even tomorrow, to align more closely with the realization that you have been made for more? Well, this concludes our first episode. Woo-woo. I definitely hope you were inspired with a key takeaway. Definitely do not forget to subscribe to this platform and also follow me on all of my social media links at ElizabethThePreneur, which you will also find in our bio. Again, thank you so much for joining. I definitely hope that there was something that was said to you that inspires you to walk into the more. Well, until next time, see you guys soon.